Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to North San Diego Business at Large, where each week you'll meet some of the movers and shakers in the North San Diego County business community. North San Diego Business at Large is sponsored by Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Visit syndicatingyourcontent.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Deborah Simpson, coming to you from Carlsbad, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a North San Diego business owner, I'd appreciate you hitting that tweet this button and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. The number is 646-929-0096, or you can send me a question via the chat room. It is open. And if you like the show, you can follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page. Of course, you can always keep up with us via iTunes. Today, my guest is Lori Sodetani. Lori is a custom clothing designer and the owner of Carlsbad-based Seems Fashionable. She works one-on-one with women interested in having comfortable clothes that fit perfectly and make them feel like $1 million. For more than 25 years, Laura Lee has been the go-to person for traveling businesswomen who appreciate her ability to create interchangeable pieces, as well as for ladies tired of full closets and that perpetual feeling of having nothing to wear. In the past, Lori traveled the U.S. holding trunk shows for clients around the country. Today, she works with clients one-on-one in her bright and friendly studio in the State Street Marketplace, creating clothes her clients really enjoy. And it's so fun for me to have Lori on the show. Lori, welcome. I'm just delighted to be interviewing you today.
Thank you, Deb. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I have to tell you, just a full disclosure, I absolutely love what Lori does, and I want to share what Lori does, because when I published a small newspaper in the early 90s, it was important that I had to dress the part, and I actually at that time was buying Paul Stanley suits, which were beautiful suits, and I always felt like $1 million, and Lori, I think that's what you bring to the business community for women that really want to stand head and shoulders above the crowd. So I'm wondering, were you formally trained in clothing design?
No, I was not. I was went to the University of Hawaii, and I ended up teaching physical education to high school girls who really didn't want to be there. So I ended up doing this on the side. I am completely self-taught, which gives me a lot of room because I have no parameters to limit what I do. I can completely think outside the box, which is what I do for my clients.
So you never even took sewing and home ec or whatever in high school?
No, I actually think that I can put a garment together better than they can.
Amazing, because I know that was one of the things we did. It was summer school. I think it was before eighth grade, and we all had to do something. So many of us took sewing in. I took sewing that summer, and that was back, oh, I don't even want to say the year, but I'll describe the fabric I used. It had paisleys all over it.
That would
so
be that
gives
year.
You kind of a time frame, doesn't it? And
yes,
I
that
even
would be
sewed
that year.
One of my winter, in high school, I went to one of the winter dances at school, and I sewed what I loved, a really beautiful dress, but I finally gave up sewing. So to hear that you haven't been formally trained really amazes me because of the quality of the garments you create. So what, you just got a sewing machine and decided to tackle it? I know there were no videotapes or there was no online tutorials for sewing. So how did you pick it up?
No, I had, you know me, I'm technologically challenged, actually, as you well know, Deb. So no, there was no videos or anything. But I just started by taking garments apart, and I saw how they were constructed. I was actually an architecture student in high school and in college, and so I just looked at how things were built and decided to build them that way and or better. And really, the hallmark of my collections have always been the fabrication, and the fabrications make the garment gorgeous. I simply put it together.
Wow. And so you've been doing this, what, about 25 years, 30 years?
Actually, this fall will be 39 years.
Wow. So where did you get started then?
I started in Honolulu, and I was working with a single fabric, designing only one fabric for the first 8 years. And then I moved back to the mainland, and then for the next 26 years, as you described earlier, I was on the road doing trunk shows from Honolulu to New York, which afforded me the availability to design for my private clientele that I had for 33 years. And then I ended up in an open studio, which I have now, for the past 6 years. I've been in Carlsbad Village for three, but it has given me a completely different perspective on designing for clientele that I've not had until recently, which has been really interesting and challenging, and it's really, really been fun. And I've been designing for clients that do all walks of life in their businesses, but they want to have their wardrobes work for them, and they don't have to work for their wardrobes, and that's what they've been doing. And so it's a thrill to see them relax about it and then get on with what they do well.
Yeah, I think the other aspect of it too, you know, I've been out networking and I see some of the direct sales companies, like Jockey is one of them, although Jockey is now going out of business. And I see other independent businesses that import clothing in from probably overseas. I don't know, maybe they import them or buy them on here in the States as well. And when I see them showcasing the clothing at some of the women's events that have exhibitors, you know, I'll see six sizes of the same dress. And to be honest with you, for what I do, I just feel better when I'm really dressed well. I feel more powerful. I like that feeling. I don't want to turn around and watch another woman walk in the event I'm at with the same dress and the same outfit that I have. And I really think that's one of the most unique aspects that you bring to the table, as well as I don't want to buy that dress in my size that has seven other sizes on the rack, only to have the seams fall apart in a couple of weeks. So I think it's that, for me, the aspect of what you do is so intriguing. And I really hope that other women think along those lines as well.
Well, absolutely. When you put on a dress that other people have, it's a dress that was not made for your personality, maybe not your body type, and certainly not your needs. Everybody has different needs. Throughout the years I've been in business, I have satisfied the needs of people that go to business meetings. They're traveling. They go to a business meeting during the day. They have to go from that meeting into an evening event without going back to their hotel. My clothing designs can do that without any struggle of them trying to change their appearance. They go from season to season. If you're flying from Honolulu and you're ending up in New York in February, these are need. Everybody has a different need. But the main thing about custom clothing design, meaning that you get something made for you, the way you want it made, means you walk into a room and you feel so good in that piece of clothing because it's you rather than somebody else, you're going to perform better. You're going to put your best foot forward when you know you look terrific.
Absolutely, because you feel more confident.
Absolutely.
Yes, and so I wonder if sometimes when ladies hear custom clothing, they think skyrocketing prices. And really, I kind of equate it to, it would be similar to me going to Nordstrom to buy a nice outfit. It certainly is comparable to the suits that I used to buy that Paul Stanley designed. Do you think women kind of think, oh, maybe I shouldn't check it out because it's custom clothing?
Yes. Two things that they think. They think, and they think, gee, why do I need that? Number one, price. I save my clients money because they open the doors of their closet and everything in there fits them. It's the garment that they wanted to wear. and they love everything they put on. It makes it simple. They have less in their closet, and they have more to wear. And number two, the cost part of it, the people say, why do I need it? I can fit off the rack. If you fit off the rack, that's impossible, number one, because nobody would sell anything at a retail store if it fits you perfectly, because it fits two or three sizes. Otherwise, they could never sell it to anybody. So I will see people with, and lengths are much more difficult than width. You've got a long back waist length, or you've got different things that the garment is hitting you at the wrong place. Now, people say go buy something and then have it altered. No, you cannot have lengths of things altered. So if something is hitting you wrong, like in a jacket, if the waist is not hitting you where it's supposed to, number one, it feels uncomfortable, but maybe you're used to it because you buy off the rack. But also, if you have it fit perfectly, it's going to make you look better. Your body is going to look better when something fits you. It's just that simple.
Yeah, and I have to say that you have a new fabric in, too, that I really think is meets all that criteria of traveling really well, and that's the Ponte fabric. It feels nice. It drapes beautifully. What exactly is a Ponte fabric?
A Ponte fabric, and the ones that I get, like everything else that I have in my studio as far as fabrication, is the top of the line. I get the Italian Ponte's, and it is a combination of fibers. It is usually rayon and lycra, rayon and spandex. Sometimes it's polyester and spandex. And it is a heavier weight than a jersey or a knit. It's a double knit in a sense, but it's not the old double knits that people know of from the 70s, or there I go dating myself. Anyway, it's a fabulous fluid fabric. And the wonderful thing about a Ponte is it can be any garment. It can be a jacket, a skirt, a coat, a dress, any of those pieces that you can combine, and you do multiples in any kind of pieces in your wardrobe, you will travel with less pieces and more to wear. I always try to get people into separates because they can make so many outfits out of three and four pieces.
Yes, the mixing and matching is really easy, and then you can accessorize it with scarves and other things to help as well to make that change, yeah, from day to evening, or from casual to much more dressy. Through the years and in working on all this, how has your business evolved in what you're doing? How has it changed?
Oh, it's changed dramatically. Trends always change, and I never jump on trends. I look at them, and I kind of chuckle, actually, but I don't follow them.
I don't know, Lori, you know, there are times I wish I had kept all my clothes from the 70s, so I'll just date myself right along with
there you go.
But
there you
right
go.
Now, doesn't it remind you of the 70s right now in fashion?
Absolutely. In fact, you just brought up a really ironic example that I have a client in San Francisco that I've been working with for over 25 years, and she sent me an idea of what she wanted for the new suit for herself, and it's in the Ponte. I had sent her some swatches, and I actually looked up the design, and it's a vintage design from 1933, and it's
wow.
A takeoff on that jacket, and you'll see it in my studio, Deb, when you come next. It's a takeoff on that jacket, but it is fabulous for right now, and it'll look very new and modern for right now, which is interesting. Fashion has always been cyclical. It always will be.
You know, that really intrigues me. I did not know that about you. So if there was something that I really loved from the 40s, and I brought you in a photograph from a magazine or something online, you could really be inspired by that picture and make something akin to that for me?
Absolutely. It's all in the lines and the proportions of what the piece is, whether it's a jacket or a pant or a dress. I can absolutely adapt it to what would be perfect for today.
That's amazing. I mean, I know that there are aspects of my business that are intuitive to me. So is that something that you feel is intuitive to you, the ability to be able to visually dissect a picture and come up with the design?
Yes, it's been interesting because I have that visual, and I can visualize a garment before it's ever made out of the fabric I'm going to make it. Enough so that many years ago, I went into my closet to get out a white silk blouse to wear to an event, and I hadn't made it yet.
Wow.
I literally had it so visualized, I thought it was hanging in my closet. So that helps me to not make mistakes pairing a design with a fabric. Not to say that I haven't made many over my years, but it really helps to be able to visualize and know if that's going to work or not.
I would think that would be a highly prized benefit that you offer to clients. And I'm sure you have many other benefits. What do you think are some of the main benefits that you offer to your clients besides some of the things we've already talked about, like the custom clothing to make us feel more confident and powerful and the recognition of lines and things like that?
Well, the other thing besides having the garment fit you perfectly, your personality, your needs, and your figure, also it is a time saver. It is very time-consuming to shop and try to find what you want to wear. And there's something that has evolved over the years right there, Deb, is that the shopping is so much worse than it used to be. It used to be, you know, a much more pleasurable and much more simple to go in and find a basic this or that you need for your wardrobe. It's difficult now with the quality of the fabrication and the workmanship. But I remember a client of mine coming to me and starting with me in the late 80s, and she said to me, she traveled a lot. She was a scientist, and she went all over the world giving lectures. And she told her friends that she was so excited to find me because she shopped 4 hours a year, 2 hours for spring and summer with me, 2 hours fall and winter with me at my trunk shows. And then she didn't have to shop the rest of the year, and it was a huge time saver for her.
You know, that's interesting that you mentioned that. Of course, at the family Christmases, I'm sure it's no different than other family Christmases, all the adults just give gift cards. So we do a drawing, and so you just buy for one adult, and then we get things for the kids. So I got a Macy's gift card, and I went into Macy's to get a pair of black pants because, well, black is one of my favorite colors these days. And it was so difficult to plow through the racks and racks and racks of clothing. There are probably 15 different department type areas at Macy's. The only ones I know I don't need to shop in is petite. And when I finally got the pair of pants that I settled for, I got them home, and I think I had them on twice before the button came off. And there don't seem to be shops that are appropriate really any longer for the woman who wants that distinguished professional look. And I just don't want to dress in clothes that are designed for current fashion trends and for women who are a lot younger than I am. So I appreciate completely the nuisance of having to go over to the mall and find one of those stores and find the right department in those stores, only to come away with now I have to sew the button back on.
Well, absolutely. You also bring up another good point. My clientele is, my target market is, I'd say, 45 to 75, even though I still have my first client who is 97 and living in Florida. The good point is, it's really interesting to me what the retail market is doing, and actually more interesting what they're not doing. They are not addressing women in their 50s and 60s that are in the workplace, that are professional women, and the clothing out there is not for them. I have people coming into my studio all the time saying, oh my God, can I get a skirt that's below my knees? Can I get sleeves on this dress? Can I get... So the whole point of all this, just like you said about going into Macy's, that pair of pants was not made for you, for your demographics, for what you're doing.
Nope.
And when you walk into my studio, you'll see a lot of different samples. You'll see a lot of different ideas of what you can do. And you'll get ideas yourself, but you can also say, you know, I really want the zipper here on my pants. I'm most comfortable with it that way. You can get it exactly the way you want it, and it's going to be the same price as going to Macy's or Nordstrom's.
Yes, because one of the things I don't want is I don't want my boobs hanging out all over the place, and that really pisses me off. So let's talk about the trunk show that you're having on the 14th next Saturday. So tell us what's going on with the trunk. Why don't you share, first of all, what a trunk show is and what the attendees can expect?
Okay, a trunk show is, this one is actually a collaboration with my good friend Virginia Ann Holt, who is an artist, and she does hand-painted scarves, and they will be in my studio for the trunk show. And a trunk show is to give people the availability to come into my studio and visit and see the new collections. I'm working on spring pieces as we speak, and also have year-round pieces here. And I talked to my good friends at Witch Creek Winery. They will be pouring wine for us. And Virginia is a wonderful chef, and she's going to have some small bites for us. And it's going to be from 1 to 4. And you can come in and meet people and look at the fashions, have a bite and have a sip, and get to know what is available in my studio. You don't really know until you come into the studio to see what's available. And I had a new person come in 2 days ago, and everybody that walks in the door says, wow. The first thing they say is, wow. Because I think they think a clothing designer is going to have a bunch of sketches on the wall and fabric swatches all over the place. I probably have 75 to 80 pieces made up to look at while you're here, so that gives you some ideas so that you don't have to do the visualizing that I do. And so it's just a fun place to come. And everybody loves my studio. I always have good music on. And people come and just kind of want to hang out here, which I think just cracks me up because it's where I work.
It is kind of fun to hang out over there. And you know what? Your studio really is just eye candy when a woman comes in. Because you're right, you know, with the different clothing that you have that's already made that they can try on if they want and purchase it at that moment, or be inspired to say, wow, I could actually have a piece, even though this piece on the rack may not be my size and it may not be the fabric I want, but boy, just to go through and take a look at the rolls of fabric that you have in there and start to think about, you know, this is a really pretty fabric. I have a polka dotted, black and white polka dot blouse that Lori made me that I absolutely adore. I wear it with a black skirt and I accent it with a red belt, and everybody is in love with that piece. So for the listeners, before we get too much further in the audio, what is the address that they can come to, or how do you want them to RSVP to you, and how would they contact you?
Well, the physical address is 2659 State Street in downtown Carlsbad Village. You can certainly reach me at my website is seemsfashionable.com, and I have all my contact information there. And my phone number is 858-344-2644. You can call me anytime. And I always tell people when they say to me, when I meet them at an event or I'm just out and about, they say, how would I start with you? And I always say the same thing. You start by walking in the field and seeing what it looks like, because that's what gives you the vision to know where to start, where to get going with getting some fabulous pieces that you're going to love in your closet.
Have you had some of the ladies through the years share stories with you about what the impact was of the clothing that they purchased on their professional lives?
Absolutely. The one that I was speaking of that shopped with me 4 hours a year, she came to me, and she was, I believe she would have been about 25 or 6 at that time. She had a PhD in food science. You wouldn't have known it. She was 5 feet tall. She looked like a high school person, and wore red socks and tennis shoes. And so this was fine, except that she was an R&D at a very big company. But then she went out on speaking tours, and she wasn't really being taken seriously. And she started
dressing her, and she started wearing those the suits and things. This is back in the 80s that I was making for her, and she said, "Oh my God, people are starting to listen to what I have to say, and they are paying attention." And they, you know, she's given the respect that she would certainly do, but appearance is everything. You know, whether it's fair or not really doesn't matter. What matters is result. And that was one shining example. Another one was a person in H&R who, same thing, was not getting the respect that she needed for what she knew and what she needed to handle in the company she was with. And so when I started dressing her, the same thing happened. And these people come back to me and they say, "I can't believe the difference." And a lot of it is because you put something on that you know makes you look fabulous. You simply walk taller, speak better, and put on a better performance. You simply do.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think it transforms people. And I'm kind of surprised in our current fashion era in the small business community that I think the advertisement, the magazines, drive us into younger type clothes that are a little bit more revealing and maybe more fun, but I think probably could give a different impression than the one you might want as a more mature businesswoman. And to be honest with you, Lori, right now, a lot of the women who are 45 plus need what you offer because that could make or break them in their small business, whether they're an employee of a firm and maybe there's a downsizing being considered, and someone who has that panache and that sophistication, maybe the person that ends up keeping their job, just speaking from the fact that, you know, some people I've heard lately, their companies have had layoffs or they sense that it's coming. And even in a job interview process, I would think that the ability to dress with sophisticated style in an elegant manner that is feminine but also powerful can be a great asset to a woman these days.
Absolutely. I firmly believe in age-appropriate dress. And I don't think I'm dating myself saying that. I think I'm just being sensible. You need to dress according to your age. And you will look professional and you will look dignified rather than looking like you want to be something you're not, which never.
Yes. So I have one last question for you. Any regrets at being an entrepreneur?
Oh, my goodness. Not a single one. It's given me so much room to be creative, to be innovative. Security was never really high on my list, and being an entrepreneur certainly is not secure. And I have to give a shout-out to my father, who is 94 years old. He was my role model. He started his business the year I was born because he had faith in what he could manage on his own better than being an employee. And he's always been my hero. And I had the bug from early on. I started my business at 24. I cannot imagine my life any different than being self-employed.
That is a wonderful way to end our time together today. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you next Saturday, the 14th, at your studio at 2659 State Street. It's right in the back of State Street Marketplace. Lori, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. I've had a great time learning more about you.
Thank you, Deb. I've enjoyed it, too.
Excellent. I will see you Saturday, okay?
Okay.
And that is our show for this week. You can join me each Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. If you have an idea for the show, a business owner you think I should interview, or you just want to talk about the show, you can feel free to contact me. My number is 760-729-6647, or you can send me an email. My email address is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at NorthSanDiegoBusiness.com. Until next week, I hope you have a safe and prosperous week. North San Diego Business at Large is produced by Deborah Simpson and Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Please feel free to leave your comments below.